WSA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The suspect in Friday night's shooting that left two Orlando police officers hospitalized was killed during a shootout with SWAT officers. 28-year-old Dalton Veal was taken down hours after allegedly shooting the officers in downtown Orlando. The officers are expected to recover. As a deadline looms for a special counsel's protective order motion, the former president did not hold back about the indictments during a speech in South Carolina last night.
Donald Trump is maintaining it's election interference by the DOJ.
Isn't it terrible that a political opponent, though, can haphazardly charge you with a fake crime in the middle of your campaign in order to interfere with your time, your money, your message, and there is nothing you can do in theory to stop this travesty of justice. Isn't that a shame?
Trump finds the timing for the indictments odd.
They're 2.5 years long before the campaign started. They could have filed this 2.5, almost 3 years ago. But it's another Russia hoax.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
The former president has until 5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order filed Friday night after Trump posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." In sports, Team USA goes down in defeat.
There will be no third straight World Cup championship for the U.S. women's national soccer team. The U.S. fell to Sweden on penalty kicks today. Neither team could score through the 90 minutes of regulation play and 30 minutes of extra time.
Scott Carr reporting, severe thunderstorms could blast parts of the country, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Nashville, to name a few. And heavy thunderstorms are forecasted to blow across the central plains and Ohio Valley. This comes after tornadoes were reported across several states on Saturday. Forecasters say there's even a higher risk today as that storm system moves east. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
President Biden is headed out west to visit the key battleground state of Arizona Monday and Tuesday, touting his economic policies before traveling on to New Mexico on Wednesday and wrapping up in Utah on Thursday. The White House says Biden will mark the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, highlight the work to combat a climate crisis, and tout a clean energy and manufacturing boom. Elon Musk says in a post that the rebranded social media platform X will pay the legal bills for people who are treated unfairly by their employers for posting or liking something on the site formerly known as Twitter. Musk said yesterday that there will not be any limits, but didn't give any details on how users could claim money for their legal fees. New Labor Department data reveals that job turnover in the United States has hit a two-year low.
The data indicates there's been a cooling off of the labor market compared to pandemic-era trends. The quits rate has decreased from 2.6% in May to 2.4% in June, showing a decline in the Great Resignation that affected businesses earlier this year, although it remains slightly higher than pre-pandemic levels. Hiring has also slowed, with 5.9 million new jobs in June, down from 6.2 million in May. I'm John Schaefer.
Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot, a record $1.55 billion, the largest in the game's history and the third biggest in U.S. lottery history. A drawing scheduled for Tuesday night. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98 was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.